Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Zullo, head of the cold case posse, a detective, is here with us. I want to take a few calls because we've got to end this transmission. I apologize to some folks who have been holding. But you just made a powerful statement during that break. But please say that again.
Well, we were talking, and I want to leave the impression, look, not everything is lost, Alex. You know, America right now is in deep. But I believe in the end, America is going to prevail. And I believe that the majority of Americans are God-fearing, Constitution-loving people. And I think, to our benefit, we are slow to pick up arms, and I hope it never comes to something like that. We need to defend our Constitution now, bring back our liberties, and the only way you do it is you're going to have time in 214 and 216 to make the changes. And you have to get engaged on who am I going to elect and what is their podium? What are they standing on? What are they telling me they're going to?
Absolutely.
And when they don't do it, you call them out on it and you change them out. Term limits would have solved a lot of this in Congress. If we had term limits, you couldn't get dirt and blackmail people because they're here and gone. So I think that this next two election cycles, and everybody says very important. No, these are critical. These are critical.
Matt Drudge says everything is 2014.
I think he's right. I think I never heard that from him, but I think he's right. I think it all hinges on 2014.
And it's so sick that this Democratic mafia is so bad. I've never been lesser of two evils. But it's clear they are making their move with Obama. The power structure behind things, they're making their move.
Yeah. And you could see, like you said earlier, it's an escalation. It's happening. There's so much news out there that it hits you, and it hits you so fast. And they are training Americans to settle for a 45-second to 1-minute news flash, some YouTube video, and you think you understand it all, and they bang you with something.
Exactly. See, I've gone through this for a long time, but I don't know if I can say it on air, but I get the phone calls, and they don't do it a lot now because they know it doesn't really work. It makes me work even harder, and it gets my wife upset, and she gets behind me even more. But, you know, you pick up the phone, and you're making a call and somebody's breathing on it. You said that's happened to you.
It's happened on my cell phone numerous times.
And, I mean, they want you to know. People go, oh, you're hearing beeps and breathing. That's not how wiretaps work. No, they want you to know they're sitting there on your phone.
My cell phone once, I was driving down the street. I'm going to make a telephone call. And I'm not even in the ringing stage yet. And I hear what sounds like a police radio come over my cell phone. I thought I had my radio with me. And I look in the car. It's not in the car. It was coming over my cell phone. And then it clicks off. Then into the call. The breathing. One sounded like someone sneezed, that there was nobody else on the phone but me. You know, it was just really some weird
stuff. Well, wait till they tell you. Just always wait till a family member is in the hospital or something. and this has happened to me and my wife. That's when you really know how evil they are.
Yeah.
And they call up and go, your husband's got me pregnant. My wife's like, I know this is bull. That's right. I hope your dad dies in the hospital right now.
Oh, God. My wife's not going to fall for that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's incredible.
Because
her dad had just gone to the hospital. And they did it. I mean, it's like they're listening. Wow. And they wait till that emotional moment trying to make you melt down.
Wow.
You know, I promise to do these calls. We'll do one more segment overdrive, 12 minutes. How's that sound? And then we'll go shoot for Obama deception. I don't want to wear you out here, but I get the idea you can talk quite a bit. Man, at least we're not buying the propaganda. At least we're alive. Do you really feel alive doing the right thing, though?
It's taxing. I mean, I'm sure you know that. You know, it's taxing. It's something that you know in your heart you have to do. And it would be so easy not to.
It's a compulsion, though.
It is.
Could you control yourself and not do the right thing?
No. I have to do the right thing. I have to. I have to do what I believe in my heart is right, what I can lay my head on the pillow and know at least I tried to do something with it. I may not succeed, but at least I know I gave it everything I could give it.
Well, that's powerful, but it's like a good slavery to doing the right thing, because I am not in control of myself. I mean, I realize, and it's almost embarrassing to say, they could have guns to my kids' heads, and I might BS them and say, okay, I'll sell out, but I know I really wouldn't. I would turn around. I mean, I can't sell out. And that is a really weird feeling. We'll be right back with a final segment in Overdrive with our guest. We're going to give you the website, mcso.org. Get behind the Cold Case Posse. It's run by a great guy. It's great meeting him in person. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Sheriff Arpaio, and then we're going to calls, gets demonized a lot, and I don't agree with him on everything he does, but I'm usually seeing it through a media filter. But now I know a lot of people I really respect, like Sheriff Richard Mack, and so many others that behind the scenes, I talk to people that are like, know Arpaio and his neighbors, where he, you know, helps him change a tire 10 years ago or is so friendly. And he comes off like a cartoon character, like a, almost like a John Wayne type or something. But from what I've been told about him, that's really how he is. Is that accurate?
It is. I've gotten the privilege to know Sheriff Arpaio now for 2 years. I'm in his office all the time. And he is, number one, he's a cop's cop. He's a real human being. And the times I really appreciate it the most is when we're not talking business and we'll just be sitting there and we'll have a conversation. I mean, the man is brilliant. The man is a career law enforcement officer. He gets it. And he's one of the last of the old-time police officers. He's the rule of law kind of guy. You want him to stop enforcing something? Change the law. That's how he sees it. And they come down on him for enforcing the law. They try to make him a racist because he enforces the law. Let me tell you something about Sheriff Arpaio. He is an equal opportunity incarcerator.
Oh, I've seen that.
Doesn't matter.
But the state is collapsing. They put signs up 60, 70 miles in saying don't go into these areas. He's supposed to just throw up his hands and say, okay, illegals running drugs and stuff, you're above the law.
Well, that's what they would like him to do. That's something that he is not going to do. I mean, they've tried to stop him. They even have federal judges now trying to stop him. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Sheriff Arpaio, 52 years, you take this issue with this birth certificate, he wouldn't be having us doing what we're doing. He wouldn't stand out taking the position he's standing out. And if he didn't believe what we have is 100%, he's not going to throw away that career on this type of issue. He's not.
So it's the same thing. He knows it's right. He's got to do it.
He's got to do it. That's what he is about. This has to happen. This is what the law says. These are violators, and we have to do something about it. He doesn't selectively enforce. You can't.
Well, I always like it when I see the police arrest their own district attorney or the mayor drunk driving. I mean, that's good. And the mayor always says, you see it over and over again, you can't arrest me.
Yeah.
But then you learn about the cops that let him go.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of goes, it's just, I don't know. See, if I was a cop, I would let go a poor lady with three kids in the back who didn't have an inspection sticker out. I wouldn't let the mayor go. That's where I would have trouble, is writing tickets to people when their car's obviously out of inspection because they're going bankrupt. But then I don't know how. It's a tough job.
It's a tough job, and, you know, there's discretion when it comes to that, issuing summonses. But when it comes to driving under the influence, I mean, it's zero tolerance. I mean,
or when it comes to shipping drugs in or whatever.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, and then the banks are involved in it. Let's take a few phone calls here today, folks. Thanks for holding. These will be all over the map. David in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's funny because a lot of the previous callers and also your guests now are kind of touching on the things I wanted to bring up, and that's racism, right? Since slavery, black people have been used as a beta test to push on the general public. And now, even in your shows in the recent weeks, Alex, you've been talking about police oppression, right? Where, the checkpoints where they're pulling people out of their cars and all this stuff. Well, that's been happening to black people in this country for years now. I was born in the late 60s. And in a little bitty small town.
Well, let me just say this. I think it's poor people, period, because generally you're going to have more crime in poor areas, and then poor people can't defend themselves, so bad police are going to get away with more. What is your take on, you know, how much of the persecution of black folks in this country is real versus what the Democratic Party hypes up, because they can't deliver all the free stuff they've claimed, so they just make it all about race?
Well, I personally, my own personal view, I think a lot of it is real. I think a lot of it, has happened to some higher degrees in time periods than others. My own personal ideology about this is I can't look at that. I have to take you and deal with you based on your actions. You know, respect begets respect.
Exactly. And the big issue is, if you throw minority people especially in jail for little bitty reasons when they're young, they're going to be put in a college of crime.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's part of the cycle, too.
You know, you would love to be able to go in there and change hearts and minds. I wish there was something that we can do to, you know, and I don't want to say make them productive members of society. To me, that sounds so pompous. Make them better for themselves, you know.
Regardless of what color they are.
I don't care. I don't care what you are. Look, everybody bleeds. Let me tell you something. I say this to a lot of people. If, God forbid, something was happening to your wife, some sinister thing was happening, would you care what the color of that cop was to stop that madman?
Well, it's the same thing I say. It's like when I look at children, I want to protect all of them.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't care what color they are. I mean, it doesn't matter. And so it transfers from there.
Doesn't matter. You know, everybody, we all bleed the same, brother. You know, they have the same rights as I do.
It's all red blood. That's how it works.
That's how it works. You know, to address this question, yeah, I believe there were, you know, improprieties, if there's a way to say that, indiscretions and some very sinister acts at times. And I'm hoping that we're growing from that. You know, I know that I can see it in my own children. They are brought up in a zero racial environment. They don't know the difference. You know,
well, that's because people, that's more people that are Christians and people from the 60s and folks that are doing the right thing. But now people are seizing it to reverse it back.
Yeah.
And then you've got little kids that aren't thinking racially about things, but then they're having it forced down on them that they're racist because they're 5 years old and they're white. So do you see what I'm saying, David?
Well, or they're just being exposed to it. My kids are biracial. I'm black, but my wife is Colombian, but very, very fair skin. They have no idea what it is. They have no idea they don't see that color. But I'm sure when they're old enough and they're driving down the street or whatever, and they have a little bit more melanin in their skin, they're going to be treated differently.
Sure, sure. Listen, I got to jump to other callers, but I hear what you're saying. But then it's not just the racism. Then it enters in the statistics of the poverty, whatever's happened in the culture, of the higher crime rates in those areas and those communities, which is a cycle. Then people get put in jail for no reason because statistically there's more crime in this area. And then they come out basically forced into a criminal system because now you can't get a job because you've got a criminal record. I mean, we've all talked about that cycle. Here's what I want to say. It's become a political diversion from all the other corrupt things that are going on to obsess over things that are a lot better than they used to be. That's my point. Let's go real fast here. John in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, I definitely want to say it's an honor to finally get to speak with you. You've been an inspiration to a lot of us in terms of creating our own radio shows and getting the word out. My question, my statement to you was, down here in Florida, they have been playing on the race a lot, and it has led to a lot of civil unrest. But recently, I've realized that it wasn't about the racial split. Now on all the news, it's all about the gun laws. It's all about the stand your ground.
No, exactly. They're going to racialize. I've already seen this, owning guns. That's what Fast and Furious was. Gun owners are killing Mexicans. That's the talking point. Exactly. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And what I was going to ask you is, what angle do you think they're going to take with Aaron Hernandez, the New England Patriots star, which is essentially the same thing as George Zimmerman?
They're already saying he's a white Hispanic who killed a black guy, but nobody's buying it. They know it was all a bunch of thugs. And, I mean, if you just look at that whole culture in the NFL, that's another thing. Why do we allow NFL people to act like thugs? They should have, I mean, our role models, are you concerned about them trying to make role models thugs now?
Yeah, I think, what are the role models today?
They're thugs.
They're thugs. They're thugs, and that's being done by design.
And I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic. They all act like a bunch of thugs on the street now. Because I'm going to tell you, if I'm in a gas station and see some white thug guys, I immediately, you know, get threatened. Black, Hispanic, I don't think that's a black guy. I think that's a thug. If they're acting like a thug, you can automatically see a black guy, clean cut, nice. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Polite. You can see a white guy, clean cut, nice. Hey, buddy, how you doing? But you see a thug, you know, the wife beater, the whatever, bugging their eyes out at you. That's the problem, is the thug culture, the thug life.
Right. And they want to use this. You know, if you look at the unfortunate circumstances down in Florida, you know, in our Constitution, you are granted the right to a defense. You're presumed innocent and you can have a defense. Well, that doesn't give the prosecution the right to come up with a fable or create something out of thin air.
Skip this break. We're going to bottom of the hour. Go ahead.
That isn't there. You have to look at what happened down there. That was a crime. Now, following him, not following him, you know, that could
be. Do you think he was stupid to follow him?
I think he was stupid. I wouldn't have done it, but I could change it. What would happen if this was your house, your wife was home, this guy had a real intent to do bodily.
The neighbor had been home invaded.
Right.
See, that's the problem with crime going up, you get charged up. That's why you can judge cops, but they're charged up all day.
Right. Well, but taking it to the example, if he stopped an individual that was going to do such a grievous offense,
be a hero.
He'd be a hero. But this turns into a fight. It turns into a fight.
Well, the media made it one.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, there is reasonable suspicion. If a black guy would have killed a white guy he thought he was suspicious, I would have said reasonable suspicion. I mean, you don't send somebody to jail unless it's open and shut.
Well, you know, look, everybody's responsible for their actions. Just like Zimmerman, and more so because he was armed. Well, so was Trevon, responsible for his actions. Everybody's responsible for their actions.
Well, the argument is he had a bag of Skittles, but all the witnesses are saying he attacked him. He climbed on top of him.
And they try to lose sight of that to turn it into an issue that they want to turn it into.
Well, I mean, here's the issue. When I was 17, I was pretty aggressive and stuff. And if I was walking through and, you know, somebody said, "What are you doing?" and came up to me, I'd probably say, "What the hell are you doing with a gun?" I mean, I can get that, but I wouldn't punch somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, let's look at that same scenario. If that were, if this was a 110-pound female who was getting her head bashed into a curb and she shot this individual, this would not even be in a courtroom. This wouldn't even be happening.
I agree with the defense attorney that this wouldn't have been an issue if Zimmerman would have been black.
Most likely not. I hate to say
it. Who's at fault? The media for making it racial?
I think the media does a big part of it. They like to hop it up and make it racial. And, you know, this is going to be what the prosecution is going to use. They want to hit an emotion in you to cloud your judgment, cloud your thinking.
Well, what about Trayvon, though? Because I look at the photos he put out himself with the grill and the thug look and all that. Those are his photos. And then you see the IT guy saying, you know, there's photos of guns, loot, all this stuff. And then that's what he supposedly got in trouble in for school, the burglary tool. And then that's being withheld from the defense. I mean, it's starting to really not look too good here.
Well, you know, look, the bottom line is this is a terrible thing no matter how you cut it. You have a young man who lost his life. That's a terrible thing. But when you're sitting in that jury box, you have to put the facts to the law. And that's what everybody has to just realize. You know, that statue of justice holding the scales, got a blindfold on. You have to be blind to all these other factors. The actions either meet the law or they don't meet the law. And that's the only thing that these people could look at. So anything that's happening after this is being fueled for other political motivations.
That's right. And it's easy to Monday morning quarterback that jury. But when you're about to put somebody in jail for life, you're really going
to
look at the facts.
Yeah.
I followed it some every day, seen in the news. But, I mean, just looking at the prosecution, clearly hiding evidence. If the guy was Charlie Manson, he's got to walk. Because you can't start cheating people, even if you think they're guilty in a trial.
Well, and I don't know the particulars of Florida law. I know in some jurisdictions you cannot bring in prior criminal history into a case. So I don't know how that's going to play out down there. I don't know what their statutes call for. But the bottom line, you know.
Well, they cut out the phone taken from his dead body. Had the gun and all the stuff on it. Mm-hmm. Recent photos.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is they didn't give that to the defense. Their head IT guy was fired a few days ago for leaking it.
Right.
And he said, I'm not going to jail for lying about this.
Right. And again, I think there's some problems down there with the way they did things. Don't get me wrong.
Well, look at the police chief. He said that basically they were ordered to hand the case over.
I know. I heard that. I mean, that's what I was trying to allude to earlier. If we can't get what we want in this court, we'll just take him somewhere else until we get what we want.
But I get why Obama did that as a gangster and his controllers. If you're in trouble and all this stuff's going on, you send down to the Justice Department to stir up racial animus because that's a diversion for you.
Mm-hmm.
While we're all fighting with each other, he wins. John, anything else?
No, man. I just basically wanted to say thank you for everything you do. And so far down here in Florida, it's kind of calm. But no question it's gun control being pushed.
Yeah, I mean, the White House is now saying, let's basically demonize guns and turn our guns in for Trayvon. He'll be the patron saint of victim disarmament.
That's been the ploy here for a lot of years, trying to figure out a way, a catalyst to have that happen.
What do you think would happen in 6 months if they armed all the non-criminal background families in Chicago and taught them how to use the guns? I think you'd see a bloodbath of criminals being killed, and then the crime rate would plunge to almost nothing like it is in high gun areas.
I would agree. Every study points to every time you arm the people that the violent crimes go down, and precipitously they go down. Look, there's nothing wrong with having a good guy on the street with a gun. There just isn't. You know, in Arizona, we have the most liberal gun laws you could have. I mean, you don't even need a permit now to carry a concealed weapon. We treat everybody as if they're armed. That doesn't mean we treat you different. We just know it. We know that you have one. Even if you don't, we know that you have one. And we just deal with it accordingly. But there's no cop on the street that is ever afraid of a law-abiding citizen with a firearm.
Well, look at all the examples you never see in the news. I mean, they'll be local where the cops are pinned down and the citizen from across the street shoots the bad guy.
And you won't see a lot of those out there. Or you'll hear in that news press that they're reviewing the case for possible charges against the citizen. Are you kidding me? Just about every statute in the country has coming to the aid of another individual in a fight for their life.
Well, exactly. They try to. Well, the media tries to act like it was wrong.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Or some guy breaks and enters, and the woman's on 911, and they go, "Don't shoot him! Don't shoot him!" And then she shoots him, and they go, "Well, they're looking at charges."
Yeah.
But of course they don't. But they don't. And it's not the police saying they're looking at charges. The media says, "Well, they're reviewing it," and they spin that. to mean they're, it's incredible.
Well, the last one that happened with that, the mother home with her child, and she shoots the guy as he's coming in the attic door or something like that, or the closet door. I mean, she only had 5 rounds, I believe. That's a case where I wish she had 15, because he crawled out and went down the street. That job wasn't finished, you know? So you can make a case for self-defense in today's time. It takes more than one or two bullets.
And you've got to have something to match whatever they're able to get.
Yes.
When you minimize the citizens, you're going to be law-abiding down to one round, 6 rounds. Like in Australia, it's 1 round. Well, the bad guys aren't going to follow the law.
You know, Alex, I had the privilege today. A gentleman took me down to see the Alamo, and they took me to that IMAX movie theater. And I watched that film for 48 minutes. And aside from everything else that film speaks to you about the bravery of these people, seeing what one round does... One round stops one person, and if it's a grazing wound, it stops nobody. One round's not going to cut it. 2 rounds aren't going to cut it. Today you get homes where doors are kicked in and 3 or 4 bad guys come in at the same time. You know, you're not going to do it with 3, 4, 5 shots anymore. You know, there's a reason why police officers are armed with high-capacity automatics today than like the day that when I started, when we had a 6-round 357 Magnum. Cops started to lose the gun battles because the bad guys were outgunned. You know, they're outgunning us. So you have to look and keep everything into perspective. And in today's society, unfortunately, an armed citizen is the safest citizen.
Well, that's why a lot of people say, don't let the cops have semi-autos, 30-round, 100-round. No, fine, just let me have that. Because, I mean, obviously they need that because other people are going to have it. Don't restrict me. Just you go ahead and have whatever you want, because bad guys, again, are not going to follow the law. Let's talk to Ryan in Texas. He has a question about me, so I guess we'll take it. But go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do, and you're just a major role model for my life. I'm 19, about to turn 20, and been going organic since I've seen everything about your GMOs and everything. And... just really wanted to ask, you know, like, how could I help out my community more? You know, like, how did you start off?
You can help out your community by studying history, common sense, and volunteering for the Salvation Army, being nice to your family, working hard, being a good person. Just being a good person makes the world better. People think we've got to all save the world overnight ourselves. Being a good person will do it. But then, you know, you'll get better as you go. Start a YouTube channel. Don't have to put your face up there. Put a world map up or whatever and talk about issues, get feedback, and be confident. Because so many good people think it's kind of like non-arrogant to not be confident acting. Be bold, because the bad guys are bold. And just get it. People ask, what do you do? Really, it starts with being a good person. I mean, do you have any recommendations?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, look, you want to be a good person, you have to start acting like a good person. You have to do, and you know, it's that old Bible, you know, saying, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. You know, you have to be conscious of other people and where they're at. And whenever you're in contact with anyone, and just be respectful. It's that kind word that turns away wrath. Just be respectful. And people will come to appreciate you for that.
That's what I'm working on is, exactly, I'm working on, if somebody does something wrong to me, not getting mad right away.
Yeah, I have that issue too. And you know,
you were going to say something interrupted? Go ahead.
You know, it just flew out of my head, brother.
But I mean, you're saying that kind word diffuses things.
That kind word does. And you know, when people start, you're going to find out you'll have a better influence with people. People will start looking to you. They'll start talking to you about certain things. And I'm going to tell you, and I've taken a lot of bad guys down to jail. And this is going to sound really strange. There's maybe a handful I didn't like. But when you start having some conversations with these people and some of them start telling you some of the things they went through, doesn't make an excuse for what they did. But boy, you really get a feeling for what life struggles they have to endure. When you start to hear this, you'll start with my opportunities. You get to hear the same kind of stories then repetitively. And you can find out, all right, this is where these issues are. And then maybe you could help find solutions to some of these problems like you're trying to do.
Exactly, because so many low-level criminals are in a bad situation. They've been pushed into it. They don't even like it. That's why I hate the white-collar, really slick psycho ones. They're the ones that really know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
And they're running the show.
They do. And you know, you have these other individuals that are out there, and a lot of it stems back to the family. You know?
No, exactly. Fathers and mothers at home, 4 times more likely to not end up in prison.
Yes.
If you got a dad at home. So why is the media attacking the dad?
The destruction of the family.
These are sick people. Mike Zullo, you're a really impressive guy in person. Great job with your cold case posse. You'll be back on the Nightly News tonight. InfoWars.com, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here on this Monday worldwide edition of the transmission. Mike Zullo will be joining us, head of the Cold Case Posse. He says 100% proof that the birth certificate is completely fake. And again, they put out a fake one on purpose, I believe, to then create a debate about that instead of all of Obama's policies. It shows how sophisticated these guys are. The whole Kenya thing, this is conclusive now, was a diversion from who his dad really was. The White House admits, he writes in his own book, Dreams of My Father, about how he would go and spend summers with the famous communist pornographer. Black pornographer, his dad. Unbelievable. But they don't call it his dad. He would go to be mentored, and his grandfather was good friends with him and would bring him over there. And you look, it's his dad. It's amazing. No wonder his wife, the first lady, said over and over again until 6 years ago that Obama was born in Kenya. No wonder his Harvard documents said that he was born in Kenya when he was the head of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, that's their write-up in the magazine that came out quarterly. Imagine, you're the head of the Harvard Review, and there's the write-up about you, and they had a write-up that went out to publishers for over 15 years. Hey, do a book about Obama, this great guy, and they did books. The Kenyan-born guy that came to America and became the head of the Harvard Review. And then Chris Matthews goes, it's insane to say that we haven't given the birth certificate for 4 years, remember? They go, this is the birth certificate, a receipt of it, a modern printout. Everybody's like, that's the printout. And then finally they go, oh, you're right, here it is. And you look at it, and it's in layers on purpose with the different layers of fake stuff. And they used a font that's the typewriter font to make it look like a typewriter, but it's not a typewriter because the letters are identical. They have fake splats on them, microscopic splats, but they're all unified. It's open and shut, completely fake. It'd be like if every snowflake falling out of the sky was the same snowflake. Those aren't natural snowflakes. It'd be like if you went in a house that had thousands of fingerprints, but they were all the same fingerprint. You'd say, this is not more people's fingerprints. This is one set. This is the type of stuff. But he's got dozens and dozens and dozens. In fact, I told Zulo last week, or through the producer, to bring his exhibits if he wanted to email those to you guys. Did he indeed send the exhibits? Because I'd like to go over the exhibits on air. The affidavit, good. Well, we'll go over any exhibits that they also have online for TV viewers, for radio listeners. We'll direct you where the affidavit is because they're going ahead with a lawsuit over this. So he's going to be in studio with us on that subject. Now, I haven't gotten to Trayvon Martin yet. I started the broadcast out going, oh, look, here is mainstream news admitting that our media is going to be directly targeted and the public's going to be targeted with propaganda and with psychological operations. Now, this has already been going on. It's kind of like the NSA's been spying on us forever, but now it's going to spy and record everything you ever do forever and pre-crime track you without warrants, totally illegal. And they're just going, what are you going to do to us? And now they come out and go, oh, yeah, we're going to have Voice of America and its hundreds of sitcoms and dramas and soap operas. And by the way, you know what these soap operas are? Take your shots. All the classic brainwashing. All the conditioning, and now it allows those funds to flow, and even covert propaganda planted in newspapers. They're just saying, oh, we're saying it's legal now. We're saying we can torture you and disappear you if you want. The president signed the NDAA. He can do whatever he wants. He can decide to kill whoever he wants, including U.S. citizens. Who needs judges? Who needs juries? Who needs indictments? Why do you think they're bringing in this culture of total tyranny? Because they're going to hammer the economy, take the bank accounts, and irrevocably turn America scientifically into a tyranny. And that's why there's bipartisan support for this, because the word's gone out, hey, you get with the program or you get dead, or you get put in prison, or you get shut out of the power structure and all the moolah. But the problem is when everybody sells out, everything collapses. I use the analogy of pornography. I saw a Wall Street Journal article a few months ago. Women, supermodel type women, that were being paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 per pornographic shoot are being paid maybe $1,000 now. Many women end up doing it for free now, just so they can promote their website and try to get a fan base, try to make money off that. Because everybody went in the economy the last 20 years, and it went from thousands of women doing porn to tens of thousands of women doing porn to hundreds of thousands of American women now engaged in hardcore pornography. And then women started doing more and more bad things for their body, more and more disgusting things, more and more degrading things. And now they can't even get paid extra money to do unspeakably disgusting, unhealthy, horrible things. And if you criticize it, you're a square and you're anti-woman and you're anti their freedom. Yeah, to have some Russian gangster break their jaw and put cigarettes out on them. And yeah, you're right. I'm trying to steal the women's wonderful rights. Gay men have the lowest life expectancy in this country on average, and have on average over 200 partners a year, and die alone without children and without family. I don't hate them for what they do sexually. I don't even judge them. I'm just simply saying, why is this being force-fed? Why is this being promoted? I mean, I've covered a Rolling Stone article, but I'd already read this in other medical journals, but a Rolling Stone article about 10 years ago called Bug Chasers, where from San Francisco to New York, the trendy thing is to get HIV, and so men try to go out and get it to then show their family they're truly gay and really show their parents, that they've committed to it. I mean, it's human sacrifice that's going on. And what do they push now to five-year-olds in programming, on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, on record to five-year-olds, teaching them not just how to have sex, which would be bad enough, but what do you do in sexualizing children, but confusing their gender and trying to teach them about not just homosexual sex, but other forms as well. I mean, this is a pervert, crazy government that's so decadent. All they've got is targeting children. And that's what happens in every culture in history when it becomes decadent and goes into these cycles. We're sitting here watching this. So when you see all this, ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why every show is anti-regular father, every show is anti-family, and is pro-break up the family or have foster parent families run by two lesbian cops, where the bad guys on every show are the biological parents trying to get their kids back. I mean, I turn on, my wife goes, I can't watch any television. She said, whether it's British sitcoms or dramas, or whether it's French sitcoms and dramas, or Italian, because she grew up in Europe and speaks all those languages, or whether it's American, or whether it's all anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-gun, anti-America, 24/7, because that's who runs our country. And that isn't just liberals running around who want to condition us to, all be tolerant. They want to teach everybody to not be tolerant and attack people that just want to live like normal mammals. One male fox, one female fox in a den having babies. A daddy whale, a mommy whale, having two baby whales that nurse mommy in the Atlantic Ocean. That's not racist. That's not extreme. That's not bad. They say mother and father. Those words are now intolerant in France and the U.S. and Canada, and the federal government's removed the name mother and father, man and woman. Just saying you're a man is bigoted. Just saying you're a woman that likes men is bigoted. Look at it. This is who they are. They're attacking humanity. It's a eugenics operation. They hate gay people. They use gay people as the vector in New York to spread HIV. That's been declassified with HIV in, look it up, with HIV in the hepatitis shots in the 1970s. The Bayer Pharmaceutical putting HIV in the factor VIII, putting folks, they don't care about you, but it becomes your identity until they caught a bunch of people trying to get in the Texas Capitol with bags of feces, urine, blood, bloody tampons. I'm sorry to talk like this. This is Associated Press. To throw it on the pro-lifers and the people in the legislature. And they run around spitting on people, screaming and yelling demonically, saying, I love you, Satan. Hail Satan. We played it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm right down the street from it. We sent Jakari down there, and he got people just freaking out, flailing around like it was some type of demonic voodoo ritual or something. These women covered head to toe in satanic tattoos, screaming, Hail Satan, with bags of poop. Because that's all they've got. Is, look, I'm going to be bad. I'm going to show you. That's their possession now. Not a good job, not having kids, not having a good husband, Not having some goats and chickens in the backyard and growing things and being loving. No, being demonic hobgoblins running around foaming at the mouth. That's what happens in every culture that gets decadent. It always, Rome, Babylon, the Aztecs, you know history. People end up cutting themselves, tattooing themselves, running around, human sacrificing, wallowing in poop. Japan, the most popular shop in Japan, look this up, are poop shops. And I got families listening. I'm not going to go any further into this. The whole point is that there are vending machines everywhere. I'm not even going to get into what's going on. Things you can't even imagine. Bloomberg reported the number one seller in Japan now is diapers for men and women, not Depends, because you have incontinence. It is the relished pleasure of large sections of the Japanese to wear diapers and to defecate on themselves. And to sit around watching TV and doing it right out of idiocracy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm joking, and there it is, adult diapers surpass new trend among Japanese women. And, of course, with the Japanese, cleanliness was their culture. Being clean, taking two big hot baths a day, scrubbing their skin, being the cleanest culture on earth. But see, how do you become decadent? How do you show people, I'm desperate, I'm scared, I'm freaking out, I don't know what to do with all this electromagnetic radiation and this TV culture and the breakdown of the family? What do? We commit suicide culturally. And I'm not knocking you if you got tattoos as a rite of passage, you were in the military. I see some neat tattoos. It's an art form. I get it. Got friends with tattoos. I get it. My wife's got a pretty rose tattoo on her back she's had since college. Whatever. The point is that in cultures, when the people start getting tattoos and cutting themselves and changing their body, look at the Old Testament. Every culture that did that, oh my gosh, get ready. It's a sign. Millions of diapers in Japan are sold a day. For adults. And everybody sits there in their office or at the factories pooping on themselves and celebrating it. That's their right. It's their right to put a diaper on and to do this all day and to stink. And you are a square. I mean, what do you call it? If you're bigoted, if you say, hey, the family's okay, I guess it's bigoted. I'm a bigot. Maybe I'll be hauled up by the UN International Tribunal for being a bigot because I'm saying it's wrong to do things like that. And so that's all we've got now. And the black community's been programmed more than anybody that what their possession is that they've been abused, they've been treated bad, everybody's out to get them, all the whiteys are racist, and that they can be racist and say, kill whitey, that's okay. And then don't expect whitey to then become... And I told you I would expect... I said last Friday, I believe, I've been saying this for months, that Zimmerman would be acquitted because the charges were too strong and there's reasonable doubt. And I said I thought there would be moderate riots in California, Florida, Detroit, and New York. And there have been unrest and windows being broken and things being set on fire and highways being blocked and people being assaulted. But they call it a protest. Oh, TV reporters got their cameras taken and surrounded and beat up. A protest? Really, can I just walk up to a camera guy and break their jaw and go, protest? Just kind of like these protesters when the government uses Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria and all these places. So it's a protest. But America gripped by second night of fury over not guilty verdict for neighborhood watchman who shot black teenager armed only with a bag of Skittles. Well, he was armed with his fist and was reportedly on top of him beating him. But I don't know. That's what witnesses said. Reasonable doubt. I don't know that O.J. for sure killed his wife, even though he's found guilty in a civil trial. So if there's reasonable doubt, he walks. Did you see white people going out and rioting and burning things down, burning down the house when that happened, even though it was sold as racial? And some black folks went out and celebrated because, again, their identity is in being victims. Not all black folks, but a large minority of black folks, joined by white anarchists and Hispanic anarchists, that's who's doing it, who just want to go out and have an excuse. I saw some of the videos of people blocking the highway. It'd be one thing if a protest blocked the highway. I'd say, it's a demonstration. I get it. But people bowing up, walking up with their fist clenched by vehicles, I don't care what color you are. You come up to me with your fist bowed, I've grown up and learned not to get so angry, but there might be a problem. I was hiking up a big 10-foot wide trail yesterday, and I had earphones in, listening to a book on tape. And this mountain biker had decided, I mean, you're talking about going up a big hill. He could see me for 100 yards. He got in the rut I was in and came up behind me. And at the last second, I see him and begin to step aside, and he hit me with the handlebar. And I went, hey, man, what's the etiquette here? And the guy looks back and ignores me with earbuds and keeps going. And I went, hey, that is really aggressive. And the guy kept going, and I kind of jogged up to the top not to have a fight. But the guy got in his car looking at me and drove off. It was like that was his sacrament, was to it's like gang activity, was to bump me. And I saw these people blocking the highway and bugging their eyes out, you know, black guys at white drivers. And, I mean, I would probably flip out, folks. Somebody's, like, bowing up, blocking my car. I mean, I don't care if you're black, white, whoever you are. I'm praying to God that I wouldn't get angry. But, I mean, this is really aggressive stuff, and I'm telling you, if the media keeps hyping it, you're going to see Reginald Denny. You're going to see white people's faces beat in on the highway, and MSNBC will say, that's good. Now it's even things out. So I say we randomly pull white people out, sacrifice them to prove we're bad.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around thick, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
All right, folks, I'm going to open the phones up when we start the next hour. I want your take on all of what's happening. But this is globalist corporate propaganda through the government-controlled media to create racial division in this country. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic about you know, let's sacrifice white people publicly to prove that, you know, we're sorry and atone for our evil. It is so frustrating to see this cosmology. I mean, do black folks or anybody else in this country know that until the 1880s, German white slaves called serfs were being whipped and imprisoned for not doing their work or running away? The last German province in the 1880s outlawed slavery, serfdom. There were areas, you know, in Cuba and places that didn't outlaw it till then. Do people know that white people by the hundreds of thousands conservatively every few decades would be impressed by European navies, conked on the head by a press gang, and children, men, you name it, and drugged to be slaves on ships? You were slaves. I mean, they would kill you. If you didn't follow orders, they would whip you with a cat or nine tails, and a lot of times you died from that, or drag you from stem to stern under the boat with all the barnacles. It's called keel hauling. Oh, they didn't make a roots about that. When you see Amistad or all these Amistad or whatever it is movie, I saw it, and it's just black people being beaten the whole time on ships. Do they ever show you what went on to the people that were slaves in the Navy? What do you think the draft comes from? It's just a modern version. But this was where they would hang you the third time you talked back to an officer. Hang you. Oh, but no one knows about that, even though it's mainline history, because it doesn't fit into the cosmology. So it's wide open phones, anything you want to talk about, but I'd like to get your take on, I told you that he would get off, and I told you that he would walk, and I told you that I would imagine some sporadic rioting and light violence. And that if the media then encourages it and says it's a good thing, you're going to start seeing people get drug out of their car. It's only a matter of time, folks, till people get drug out of their cars. There's already cameramen getting roughed up and people getting their cars shooken and robbed and stuff. And the media is kind of burying that in the back of the paper instead of saying that's bad behavior. Because a demonstration is not going out and beating up a cameraman from a news station as if they did something to you. I guess they're white. That's enough. This is unbelievable, and it's just an excuse to act out and be tribal, and it's this Democratic Party idea that you get ahead by being tribal. Now, we're going to start the next hour, but the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and a whole bunch of new amazing products are available at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call the toll-free number, 888-789-9277 to ask any questions or get help signing up for auto ship to get free shipping or pay $10 and to become a distributor. Again, you can call that toll-free number that is at InfoWarsHealth.com to be able to do that, or you can also just go to InfoWarsHealth.com and order right there via the online shopping cart. And your purchases fund this hardcore operation of just telling it like it is. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you can find the ProPure water filters to cut out so much of the garbage that's in the water table and the tap water for you and your family. The lowest prices on the best gravity-fed filter out there. Promo code WATER to get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call this number. This is our offices. For any questions about ProPure, the films, the books, any of it, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Second.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.